Everyone, welcome our new sponsor, Diet Smoke.
Diet Smoke is the premier source for legal THC and mushroom products.
The team at Diet Smoke sent us gummies to enjoy while we whore and chill. My favorite are the grape sleep gummies.
And mine are the cherry lime gummies. With a wide range of strengths and doses, Diet Smoke promises to find the perfect product for you.
Whether you want something strong to unwind, a boost of energy to keep you going, or a lighter option for a mellow high, Diet Smoke has you covered.
They understand everyone is different, which is why they're dedicated to helping you find the perfect product. Their customer service team will be by your side helping you along the way.
Diet Smoke has cannabis gummies, shots, and vapes, each one made to deliver the best balance of flavor and effect.
So don't settle for less and join the Diet Smoke community and discover the buzz for you. Visit dietsmoke.com today and use code DFWTO for 50% off any item and enjoy your journey to cannabis bliss.
Diet Smoke, your partner in finding the perfect THC and mushroom products. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey guys, it's Casper
and Becky
from the DFWTO podcast. If you've been a longtime listener, you know how much mental health means to us.
Mental health actually plays a role in many horror films, especially the final girl subgenre. Whether it's Nancy facing her nightmares and defeating Freddy, or Sydney taking out Ghostface to overcome the trauma of and avenge her mother's death. Not only are horror movies a huge comfort to Casper and I, so is putting our mental health first. And if you agree and you're searching for professional services, let BetterHelp be your guide.
BetterHelp will connect you with a licensed therapist who can help you start your journey of self-awareness and discovery. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be flexible and convenient for any type of schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get yourself matched up with a licensed therapist, and you can also switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Just like the final girls that triumph over evil, triumph over your trauma with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/DFWTO and save 10% off your first month when you sign up today. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DFWTO.
And remember, guys,
Don't
don't fuck
fuck
with
with
the
the
original.
original. Now let's get into the episode.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the DFWTO podcast. I'm your host, Casper,
I am your other host, Becky Gremlin.
here to bring you all things spooky on Wednesdays because.
Wednesdays are for podcasts.
All right, guys. So last week you heard us have the wonderful interview that we had with Anthony about his movie Frogman. This week we're going to talk about Frogman, the
Yeah.
actual lore, because we have, for some reason, we
We
never did
have
that.
never talked about it. We've never done an actual full-on episode about Frogman. Honestly, we owe Frogman a little bit of an
I'm
apology.
sorry,
We
Frogman.
gave Frogman a lot of hate in the beginning of the incarnation of this podcast, and we would like to formally, on behalf of DFWTO, issue a public apology to Frogman. Because we hated on you. We hated on you, guy. And you know what? We here, unlike others, are willing to admit to our mistakes. And we made a mistake.
What is the word? We underestimated you, Mr.
We
Frogman.
fully underestimated Frogman. Because let me tell you,
Also,
I
I'm
think that was something
loving.
we even said in the interview, or I said in the interview, was that
Yeah.
if that was, if like I really saw that in the woods. And what in what you saw in the
Hell
movie?
no.
Oh my God, no.
Hell no.
No. Full on,
But I also
absolutely
love the fact that right now, if there's a window in front of us and it looks like one of two movies. It looks like the set of The Witch or the set of The Village right now. And I'm here for both of them
Especially, I have so many trees in my
because it's
backyard,
windy.
and it's windy and it's overcast and the weather's been
I just hear
insane today.
Ivy just running through the trees.
Love
Anyway,
it.
so yeah, we're going to be talking about the Loveland Frogman this evening. Loveland is in a little city in Ohio. We are actually not too far from it. And apparently the Frogman is just chilling in Loveland. And it's been seen all the way up to 2016. So pretty decently recent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of crazy though how prevalent it is in the city, but it never got talked about much. And now with this movie just hitting as big it is as it is, and Anthony Cousins deserves all the credit for that and everybody that was involved in that film for sure. But it's pretty awesome that it's starting to get a resurgence where people are starting to talk about it more. We definitely both talked about if we're able to next year exploring more of the Frogman Festival in Loveland, maybe going like one full day and kind of checking out some of the vendors and talking about it on the podcast, because we didn't really get to do much as far as the festival, because we only came after it was over to watch the screening of the film. But it was pretty dope. It was cool. It was neat. It was really neat that there were so many vendors, not only with like Frogman stuff, but like other cryptids and things, specifically in Ohio, but not even just in Ohio, like all over. So it was pretty cool. People talking about Dogman, Mothman, Bigfoot, Frogman. I'm like,
I
this is
love how it's
awesome.
man, Bigfoot.
Man, Bigfoot. Also, apparently, in one of these sightings, there were multiple frog people. So there could be frog women, frog men, frog children. Like, we don't know. And I mean, and listen,
Frog
in that, and if you
children.
saw the
So
movie, that was explored.
Tad man,
Tadpoles?
tad
Tad
boy,
babies?
tad boy, tad girl.
Tad babies?
The
That would be strange.
So the Loveland Frogman, also known as the Loveland Lizards, are cryptids who derive their name from the area they inhabit. Nearby Loveland, Ohio, the creatures themselves have been sighted in Claremont County. It is the Loveland Frog has had four sightings, one in 1955, two in 72, and one in 2016. The 2016 sighting has a video evidence associated with it, but it's likely a hoax due to its location in a city. The Loveland Frogmen are reportedly bipedal frogs. This would make them the only species of frog that are bipedal. Makes sense. The Loveland Frogmen are bipedal frogs, as made evident due to their leathery skin as well as their webbed hands and feet. The creatures have frog-like heads with wrinkly skin on top of them, and they are around 1 meter tall. It is also known to live in Claremont County, Ohio. The creature lives in a temperate forest and is able to survive the cold winters of the region without having to hibernate.
So 1 meter is a little over 3 feet. If people, so that's pretty
That's a
damn
big,
big.
that's big for a frog.
That's pretty damn big for a frog. Also, in case people don't, I'm sure other states sort of have a similar setup, or maybe have like townships or whatnot. In Ohio, we have counties. In the counties, there are various cities. And currently, where we are is in Hamilton County. East of here is Claremont
Claremont.
County, which is where Loveland is. So, yeah, just in case people get confused about that, and I know we also have some like international listeners, but
They're like
that's
county.
what works in our state of Ohio, is there are counties in the state that have cities that
So you
reside
got the
in
state,
them.
you've got the counties, and then you've got the
We have
cities.
totally, so you could, there's totally separate elections too, which is also really strange.
In
Like,
counties,
I
yeah.
live in a city that is within another city that is within a county, and I will have separate elections than the city that I live in and the county that I, it makes no fucking
It
sense. I'm sorry
really
to
doesn't,
even like
though.
go into all of that. It literally makes no
Well,
sense.
what's weird is that
Like, I
in
live
the
in Hamilton
county.
County, but I've never voted on the, like, people didn't know this either. In a lot of states, you have to vote on passing for tax money for stadiums. And when it came time to build the Bengals stadium that we have, and I know it's not called Paul Brown anymore, I really could care less.
What is it even
I
though?
don't need, I don't know, don't care. Anyway, we're not a sports podcast, but I'm just saying to say that even though I live in Hamilton County, I never voted on that, because even though I live in Cincinnati, I technically don't live in Cincinnati. It makes absolutely no sense.
It makes perfect. Well, it's like literally they just had something voted for in one city in the county that I live in.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't vote for it because it wasn't my city in right. that county.
Right. Yeah.
Like, make that make sense.
Makes no sense.
I can't keep up with all the shit I gotta vote for.
It's... we're gonna make the Frogman vote for it. We're gonna make
them I feel like it. The Frogman would make good choices.
We're gonna make them do it. Also, I would like to say, if people have never... There's another really cool thing in Loveland called the Loveland Castle.
Oh, look yes. that up.
It's actually a really cool thing. The did place looks really cool. I don't think we ever did, because I don't think there's enough stories okay. about it being haunted. It's been purported to be haunted, but there's not enough collective
evidence.
Stories or evidence about it. But it is a really cool place to go. And I haven't been inside since I was a kid, and I was going to have my wedding there, except that there's no indoor bathrooms, and I would have had to go in a porta potty, even though it's beautiful and people do get married there. No. Absolutely not. I mean, if that's your thing,
shit in the corner.
If that is your thing and you had your wedding there, great for you. And I mazel tov and I hope it was awesome. But the air, so it's literally right next to the Little Miami River. Like, it's like castle, road, parking lot, river. Bam, bam, bam. Like, right there. And I could easily, I don't think there's been any sightings specifically there, but I'm just kind of painting an idea of like what you would see. And at night, I feel like with the castle and the river and everything, that would be the creepiest setting to see the Frogman in. It would be so creepy. But one of the more popular settings was actually in more of a residential area of Loveland, which we're going to get into, because I've actually known some people, my own husband at one time lived in Loveland 1,000 years ago when he was a baby, but he lived on the other side of Loveland, but he knew the area that I was talking about where some of the more prevalent sightings have been. And we've been over in that area later because it's like, there's like a big shopping district south of there, like, and you're right on. So I don't know what would be. It would probably be more terrifying if you, like, went out in your backyard and you walked up to your fence line and then there's, like, woods and there's the river and then, like, you see through the woods fucking glowing eyes.
No. That wouldn't be Frogman. No. That's a skinwalker immediately. Absolutely no. Immediately no. Immediately no. Immediately no.
That right there. I've seen all there is to see. Like, I'm the fuck out. No more of that. The frogmen apparently have the physical ability to use sticks like tools. However, they also have an ability as they can use sticks to emit sparks like a wand. If you saw the movie, you know, you know. This could mean that the frogs have an ability to control electricity in some way. These amphibious anomalies have shocked and terrified both businessmen, farmers, and police officers and remain one of the most intriguing cryptozoological mysteries in the United States. One of the most intriguing cases encountered is that of the Loveland Frogmen or Loveland Lizards. The story of these unique creatures begins in May of 1955 on a lonely stretch of road that runs along the Miami River in Claremont County, just on the outskirts of Loveland. At approximately 3:30 a.m., a businessman named Robert Honeycutt claimed to have witnessed three bipedal quasi-reptilian entities congregating by the side of the road. The man pulled his car to the curb and observed these creatures for what he estimated to be about 3 minutes. And there are illustrations that he wrote, that he drew out. And he gave the description as them being between 3 and 4 feet tall, covered in gray leathery skin, webbed hands and feet. Their most distinguishing characteristics, however, they were distinctly frog-like heads, which the man claimed bore deep wrinkles where their hair should have been. Just as the man was about to steal away, one of the creatures suddenly held what the witness could only describe as a wand above its head. The anonymous source further claimed that the spark spewed out of the end of this device. He left post-haste. So we should also mention that apparently Robert Honeycutt is an alias. It was mentioned in the article in quotes, so that is not this person's real name. Thus begins the bizarre legend of the Loveland Frogman. So that was in 1955. That was the first sighting. So the next sighting that we'll talk about was the one in 1972, and that was the one that happened on Riverside Road, which is actually in more of a residential area of Loveland that borders the Little Miami River. This tale would be fascinating enough if it ended there, but the two most significant encounters in this case, and indeed two of the most significant encounters in the annals of cryptozoology, were yet to come. At about 1 a.m. on March 3rd, 1972, nearly 17 years after the first report, a police officer who also chose to remain anonymous was traveling alongside Riverside Road, heading towards Loveland, when he saw something that would forever change his life. The officer claimed that as he was driving slowly due to the substantial amount of ice on the road, and yes, there could still be ice on the road in March
Yes.
in this part of Ohio.
It literally is going to snow tonight, so.
When he saw what looked like a dog by the curb, suddenly the animal darted in front of the cruiser, forcing the officer to slam on his brakes in order to avoid a potential collision with the creature. Once the police cruiser came to a halt, its headlights fell upon the prone animal. At this point, the officer described something that seems literally too bizarre to be true. In the span of seconds, this crouched frog-like creature stood on two legs, stared back at the police officer, then scrambled over the guardrail and scurried down the embankment, finally disappearing into not the Ohio River,
Yeah,
the
that's n
Miami
it's not
River.
the Ohio River, it's
That
Miami.
was, I'm sure that was probably just a misprint. But there was also another illustration. This is probably one of the more popular ones that I've seen that the police officer gave as a description in 1972. Again, he described it as being 3 to 4 feet tall. He described it as being anywhere between 50 to 75 pounds, the same leathery texture, and the features resembling those of a frog or a lizard. Another officer investigating the scene later that evening saw no sign of the creature, but reported that there were distinct scratch marks on the guardrail where the animal purportedly crossed. The second sighting occurred 2 weeks later while police officer Mark Matthews had an encounter of his own. According to the report, Officer Matthews, while driving into Loveland, spotted what he believed to be an injured animal lying on the pavement. Matthews climbed out of his cruiser with the intention of removing the carcass from the already ice-slicked road when the creature abruptly lurched upwards into a crouched position. Taken aback by the frogman's reptilian visage, Matthews unholstered his revolver and took a shot at the creature, which then proceeded to hobble over the side of the road, step over the guardrail, all the while keeping a watchful eye on the trigger-happy officer. Matthews's frogman matched the first officer's description down to the last detail, except his description had a tail, which was absent in the early reports. In the years which have followed these events, Officer Matthews has reneged somewhat on his tale. He now claims that the animal in question was nothing more than a large reptile which escaped from its owner. He further insists that the only reason he shot at the creature was to help confirm a fellow officer's story, a story which, of course, being met with predictable skepticism by their superiors. Whether or not Matthew's change of heart was inspired by ridicule or fading memory of an event from which he was 30 years removed, the fact remains that his own testimony counter indicates his later retraction. In a 2001 email interview, Officer Mark Matthews, now retired, explained that the incident was habitually blown out of proportion. He stated it was and is no monster. It was not leathery or had wet, matted fur. It was not 3 to 5 feet tall. It did not stand erect. The animal I saw was obviously some type of lizard that someone had as a pet that either got too large for an aquarium, escaped by accident, or they simply got tired of it. It was less than 3 feet in length, ran across the road, and was probably blinded by my headlights. It presented no aggressive action. Matthews attempted to shoot the creature in order to back up the account of his partner's sighting a few nights prior, but the lizard escaped, most likely to die from his injuries or from the bitter freezing cold. Now, I will say that Ohio is a very, very, very popular state when it comes to reptiles. My husband used to be into them when he was a kid. I do like lizards. I don't know about big ass ones. He had a monitor lizard. Google how big those things get.
Yes.
So, partially that is due to the fact of Ohio's of Interstate 75 running from Florida. to Ohio. So it makes it very easy to trek right up 75 from Florida to Ohio to trek in sometimes very illegal reptiles. And there are reptiles. There used to be, I mean, they cracked down on it a lot, but there used to be reptile shows. Even a lot of flea markets used to have reptile shows, and they would be huge. I mean, they would be huge. They would have
Cincinnati
huge draw.
And they might still have a huge reptile show. I'm sorry, I have the hiccups.
If you hold your breath. It helps me. It's the only thing I can think of. I get them in the morning, and it freaking sucks. But yeah, there used to be like a big citywide reptile show that they used to have like in the city's convention center, but I don't even think they do that
anymore. I don't think they do it anymore.
I think a lot of it's outlawed. So I say that to say that it is quite pop. There are lizards that get very, very, very big.
And look at the Komodo dragon. Those fishes are massive.
I've known people who have had illegal pets, illegal lizards, that they have no business owning or having in an apartment, let alone a house. And there was a really infamous case that happened in Ohio, not far, where a guy was like really, this could have been a fever dream. I cannot remember where I heard this from, but I'm sure my husband could back it up. This guy had a bunch of lizards, and he was like really, a lot of people didn't really know him very well, and he was kind of a loner. Anyway, he ended up dying in his apartment, and I don't think anybody knew, and the lizards got out, and by the time they found this guy, like, you can only imagine what he looked like.
I'm assuming it looked like Jurassic Park.
Well, because they start at your face.
Yeah.
So you got to think weeks of these basically dinosaurs. Oh, I'm sure it smelled incredible.
It was probably the best smell of their
like lives. Victoria's Secret love smell. No, that smell is terrible. I have no good. Oh my god!
Literally, Abercrombie and Fitch.
I was literally just telling my husband about all these posts that I see about like early 2000s, and I'm like, every time I see these TikToks, all I think of is the smell of love spell,
Japanese cherry blossom,
Marlboro Light cigarettes, weed, and Zima.
They brought Zima back.
The early 2000s were great.
They were, though.
I don't miss any of that at all.
I miss it from now.
The smell of that body spray and Marlboro Lights. All your clothes smelled like
now it's
forever.
Axe body spray and vapes.
Axe body spray makes me homicidal. Can I say that? Can I just say that? Is that something we can just all... Can we just all agree on that anyway? Can we just all agree on that? Have you been personally victimized by someone?
Yes!
That's why I said it makes me awesome.
Fucking men.
Ugh!
Or what is it? Men.
If you're over 25 and you're still wearing Axe body spray, you are horrible.
You are toxic masculinity. No, I'm just kidding.
You smell like toxic masculinity.
You smell like toxic masculinity.
You may not be, but you smell like it.
You will turn a lot of
You smell
of
like the
off.
Mascot of toxic.
You will turn a lot of older women off. That's not what you want. It's not what you want.
We'll come within like 6 feet of you and smell it and be like,
no.
You use the body wash too? Yeah. But I'm sorry. Did you want to take over or do you still want me to?
Just the last pin, okay. That last little paragraph and I'll.
A frogman was spotted. Okay, so this is the one where we really don't know. Because I actually remember when this picture was released and there was like a whole kerfuffle about this. This was like a big thing. This made the Inquirer, which is like Cincinnati's big newspaper at one time. Now it's all online behind a paywall. But anyway, so this was spotted in mid-August 2016 by Sam Jacobs and his girlfriend while they were playing Pokemon Go, which was literally everywhere in drove me up a wall. The location of this, I'm sorry, I'm old. I did not get into Pokemon Go. Anyway, the location of the sighting casts doubt on its authenticity. Because even the picture, like,
it's this, isn't it?
Right. So where this was located in Loveland is in a part of Loveland. And this is back when I used to do Instacart. It is so heavily populated. Like, if you can think of, okay, so even though the movie wasn't shot in Loveland, and I'm speaking to everybody that saw the Frogman movie, because by now, if you're listening to this, you should have seen the movie. Otherwise, pause right now and go buy it and watch it. But if you watch the movie, the scenes in particular where they're downtown, where like Dallas and all of them are downtown and like shooting everything, that looks a lot like what downtown Loveland looks like. Like, yeah. There's a bunch of residential areas up this big ass hill, and then you come down a hill, and then there's all of these apartments and condos, and then there's, you like go around a corner, and then there's all these shops, and then there's this really cool like little brewery place like right on the river, and then you can also rent canoes. And like,
to be honest with you, if because I'm not from Loveland and I've only been there like twice, I thought it was filmed in Loveland.
Yeah, we both did at first, because specifically in that downtown area, it looks
where they're talking
so
to everybody.
Much
it looks
like
a lot like Loveland.
Loveland, even like the ice cream shop, because they're like,
honesty,
it looked
it
a lot
also
like Loveland.
Looked like Oxford. So it's
it did.
Just the
it
little...
did look like it did look like Oxford.
It kind of looked like Oxford. It looked
it
like Lebanon.
It looked like Lebanon. I've been to Lebanon and Oxford more recently than I have Loveland, and it did.
So if
Lebanon
you've been to one,
and
you've been
Oxford
to
are amazing, by the way. Anyway,
Lebanon's Lebanon has a lot of history.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's very beautiful. Yeah, so this one was really contested because the picture kind of looks fake, and where this was specifically was in that area of Loveland, where, yeah, it's by the river, but it is heavily populated. Way too many people would have seen this. Not just Sam and his girlfriend playing Pokemon Go. There would have been a lot. It's
especially when, if you guys remember the absolute insaneness of Pokemon Go, they wouldn't have been playing by themselves.
No, there would have been a lot of people.
There would have been other people there. Not to mention, if you really look at this picture, in all honesty, that could have been faked with somebody wearing a hard hat with lights.
Or it could have been a toy. Now, you know, now we know that infamous, which people still to this day use that picture, that infamous picture of the Loch Ness Monster, which we now know was a toy. It was a toy built on a boat, and just from angles and the way, if you know anything about camera angles and lighting and
did
where
you know
can shoot from,
that there's a lot of movie scenes where the camera is quote unquote moving through a city. That city is a miniature.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know that because of how good the camera angles look and editing. So
all of it, and I still think it was dated very well. All of Independence Day was shot like that.
Amazing though.
And they did it very well. Independence Day was shot.
But it's
like
funny
that.
Because when you have that in your head, certain shots you can tell it's a miniature.
Yeah.
And now that I've told you that, you'll be able to see it.
So if you guys find this picture, and literally all you would have to do is Google 2016 Loveland Frogman, and I'm sure it would pop up. This picture looks way too reminiscent of the Loch Ness Monster picture. It looks very, very staged.
Also,
it
in 2016,
much looks like a toy.
In 2016, we had way better than potato quality cameras. Come the fuck on.
Yeah, this looked like this was taken.
This
on
looks
a
like
razor.
It was shot on a 16-bit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, somebody had a razor phone and took that. Like, who still had a? Who
not
still
even,
had a
I'll
Motorola
give them a
razor
fucking Nokia
and
like
took that?
What the fuck?
Like. Yeah, that's not, no, I definitely don't believe that. That one I don't believe is real.
No.
I don't believe that one's real. Now, as far as, I just wanted to make a point, and this is again, before you get into reading your part of it, this is again going back to the movie, and I don't know if maybe Anthony pulled inspiration from that at all, but Officer Matthew's story sounds very similar to the old man whose daughter went missing and his story.
Yeah.
Like, he had the picture and nobody believed him. People still didn't believe him. So he just basically said it wasn't real and just, like, let it go so he didn't have to talk about it anymore so that he wouldn't have to be ridiculed. So I almost feel like that's what Officer Matthews did. Was like,
I feel like he backpedaled because of that reason. 100%. Yeah, that I feel just like don't... he was like, oh shit. Let's be real. Even though Cincinnati did have a lot of people that had reptiles and stuff like that, the way that he described it and then backpedaled like 30 years later, that wasn't, I don't know. I have it more apt to believe the police officer stories. The only thing that gets me is I'm like, why just here? That's the only thing that gets me. Why? Why only here have people seen this thing? Why is they not seeing it?
Yeah, it's crazy that Frogman is only specifically seen, because unlike other cryptids, like Bigfoot,
everywhere,
or variations of Bigfoot have been seen all over, in Ohio even.
Fucking Westchester?
Mothman apparently has been seen all over the world, so he gets around, but he's got wings. So, you know, frequent flyer. And he's got those points, he's got those sky miles. I mean, yeah, most cryptid stories aren't singular to one area.
Especially like a frogman
has only ever specifically been in Loveland, which is another reason why I loved Anthony's movie too, because he gave this whole context of there being like this underground cult and the whole thing. Again, this does not ruin the movie. You guys need to see it if you haven't seen it yet. But like,
is it because of the Miami River is?
It's gross. Yay, pollution.
But like the worst of the worst, like Miami.
Oh, Ohio.
Miami River is
Ohio is definitely no. Anytime I ever see people water skiing on the Ohio River,
I feel like my body would just eat itself. I don't even know the bacteria that's in that thing.
I don't
know.
You're talking hundreds of years of industry too. Because that was how Cincinnati originally was founded, mm-hmm. was manufacturing plants. You know, before, this is before trains, before any of that, steamboat was the main source of not only travel, but goods, services, everything else. And if you had a major city by a river, I mean, that's it. You're sold. So Cincinnati especially, like, boomed industrially, because of our massive German population. And then the factories that just built up from there. So you're talking about factory waste. You're talking about over 200 years of factories just flowing through that river. I would never.
No. I wouldn't even.
I would no. never. Oh, not to mention, because everybody keeps fucking forgetting, East Palestine, the train derailment. All that stuff flowed into the Ohio River, too, so we got all that on top of it. So,
don't...
Because I am not letting people forget that. People keep... These things just keep going by the wayside. Like, they make their little blip in the news, and then everybody forgets. There are people still suffering to this day in that town. So, yeah, it's awful. I would never...
I would rather.
I would have to be escaping
in my
like
eyes
if Jason then
drink
from Friday
a glass
the 13th
of that water.
Was chasing after me through the woods, and my escape was jumping in the Little Miami or the Ohio River.
I guess I'm dead.
I would just take.
I'm dead either way.
Like, could I flirt with him? I don't think that would work.
Here's the thing, though: either die a long, painful death, or just get it done.
I'm like, could you just make this really quick? Could you just cut my head off, like, really fast?
Just
real
quick.
Could you just
one quick, like,
one,
that'd
like,
be great, because I'm going to die really slow death.
Because I'm not. Thing.
I can't.
I'm
it
not
will kill me.
It.
It will actually kill me.
I'm not doing it.
It tastes like almonds. So, there's a lot of precedent for a bipedal frog. Additionally, the frogman live in Ohio, which is a very human-populated region of the United States. Yes, it is. The creature is only known from one specific region, and there is seemingly no Native American folklore of this creature. There's no.
That's another thing.
That is another
too,
thing.
Because a lot of.
You've got Bigfoot, Native American folklore, you've got skinwalkers, Wendigos, but like.
And especially in Ohio is an indigenous name. The name of our state is an indigenous name. Everything about this entire state. This whole state is on an Indian burial ground. So the fact that
this whole country
is so that, but very much Ohio. So the
and
fact
Kentucky
that
too.
there's no native indigenous collective connecting to Frogman is yeah, that is weird. That is weird. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
no, it's kind of like what I've been saying though. I'm like, why Ohio Loveland specifically?
And a little Miami. That's a lot of indigenous down along that. Yeah.
I wonder what, like, I don't know. Maybe there's a portal in Loveland and the frog people are just coming in and out of the portal in Loveland. Only Loveland.
Be a portal or a cult, just like in the movie.
Maybe just it's saying. People that dress up like frogs because they're actually just in a cult that where they worship frogs and it's just people that worship frogs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's no video evidence that did not come from a suspicious encounter, and the creature seems to have unusual, perhaps supernatural abilities. Skinwalkers can do that as well. I would just like to preface that skinwalkers and wendigos have supernatural abilities, but we believe them to be interdimensional demons, not necessarily cryptids.
Yeah.
So there is a difference. They're cryptids are, I feel like cryptids are more animalistic, more actual like animals, some type of animals rather than being actual like demonic entities or some other type of entity. I mean, skinwalkers can fucking shapeshift, Christ's sake. An animal can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So some possible explanations. While there are no known bipedal frogs in nature, it's possible that these frog species often rest in a position with only their hind legs on the ground, making them look bipedal. It's very unlikely for a frog species to have the intelligence necessary for tool use, but somewhat more likely that the Loveland frogmen are a frog species intelligent enough to collect objects, possibly to create a structure to live in or as a mating display similar to some bird species. So basically they're saying frogs can't be that smart.
God damn! That's kind of mean.
Like, wow, you're really going after these frogs.
So, in 1972, when, now this is coming from the Wikipedia page, apparently he saw, Matthews is saying that it was an iguana that was, so I guess there's been two different, that it was an iguana that had its tail and an iguana that didn't have its tail. Which could also be a thing.
Yeah, because lizards, if you don't know, can lose their tails. They'll grow back. It's a defense mechanism.
So I guess they interviewed him again in 2016 after the sighting with the two kids in Pokemon Go. And he was still sticking with the same story.
Yeah, but is he sticking with it now because he doesn't want to go back to the original? Like, I don't know. It's hard to... My issue with Frogman is that straight up Native Americans. Native Americans drew pictures and shit of everything, and that's the one thing. Like, no Native American lore surrounds Frogman. So, like, what the fuck is it, though? Is it just a straight up gray alien? Because, you know, aliens are real now. And we all know that.
Oh, for sure. But I don't know. I'm more apt to think that... So there's a folklore professor for the University of Cincinnati named Edgar Slotkin that was quoted as saying that the Loveland Frogman can be compared to Paul Bunyan, saying that the stories about it have been passed down for several decades, and that sighting reports seem to come in predictable sightings. So if something's passed down enough through folklore, it just starts to become believable at a certain point. Just enough things that are passed down through stories can start to become believable in a way. But it is really interesting that the first story that was recounted in 1955, I don't know, it's really interesting. I don't, especially in 1955, for that I don't know. That's I feel like the 2016 story was definitely
I definitely don't believe that one. Yeah.
The ones in 1972, I don't know. I guess you could argue, but the one in 1955 is the one that's really got me.
That always sticks out to me. Excuse me.
It sticks out to me too, because I don't. We never heard from this guy again. He gave alias, the Robert Honeycutt. He gave the one alias.
Exactly.
And nothing was ever heard from since.
But what the fuck did he see?
And then 20 years later, all the way on the other side of Loveland too. Like, it seemed, I don't know, it's just really strange.
Like, what did he see? Like, genuinely, I have questions. He saw something. I feel like when people tell stories like this, for the most part, they're seeing something.
Right.
I don't know. It's like me and when I met Eduardo Sanchez at the convention and we were talking about Exists, we literally had this conversation.
Just watched that.
People are seeing something. Like, I asked him if he believed in Bigfoot and he goes, I'm not going to say I don't. Cause he's like, they're people are seeing something. And he brought up the Native Americans. Like, when people tell stories like this, they're seeing something. Okay. It's just what?
I just found another article real quick. Now, this is crazy because I know where this road is. I've traveled up and down this road several times. They're saying, so one, the street that he was on in 1955, there's only been one report that claimed that it was Hopewell Road in Loveland, which I don't know how populated Hopewell Road was in 1955, and it's, you know, a very populated residential area now in Loveland. Who knows? It's just a very, that one is the one that just seems to stick out the most.
Yeah.
I'm real skeptical.
Well, it's back,
the 1972 ones, I'm kind of like, eh. The 1955 one, I'm like,
well, number one, this guy it's could back really in the day.
Something.
Number two, he kept an alias. And number three, what the fuck did he have to lose? Back in the 50s. Back in the fucking 50s. Like, I don't know. It just seems like it makes sense to me. Like, back then. But what did he see is my real question.
And I think being a traveling businessman, it's almost like maybe, I think in the 1950s, people were so much more conservative than they were in the 70s. So I think in the 50s, it would make more sense that somebody would want to tell the story, but not be acquainted with it in any way and want to wrap it up and get rid of it real quick. I mean, the Roswell crash happened in 1947, and yeah. Think about how quick they turned around and tried to wrap that story up.
Because oh, yeah.
Like, people are not ready for this. And I think in the fifth, it was just, like,
so they decided in 2020 people were ready for it.
Well, I think it was just, I think a lot of it was the timing. This is 1947.
No, I meant like, so, I just think it's funny.
Oh, yeah, like, 2020, okay, but now we're ready.
They got hit with the pandemic. They're ready now. They're ready.
Right.
Aliens. Yeah. Real.
Perfect timing, guys. This was the timing. 1947 wasn't the timing, but this was the timing. Yeah, it just, I think that, when times were more conservative, I could see how you're like, absolutely not. But then as things change over time, it's like, huh, what then what? But yeah, the 1955 one, I feel like will forever stick out to me because I don't know.
Yep. I don't know.
I just don't know. That is the only one that I am genuinely questioning.
Perplexed
that I am like, what in the hell did this guy see? What did he see?
But see, here's the thing, and I'm not saying this because I want to crash or anything. I want to see something. I do. In all genuinity, I want to see something.
UFO.
I've seen a UFO.
I've definitely seen a UFO.
I want to see a cryptid. I don't want to see a UFO
again. I saw I didn't see it at night. I saw this bitch in broad daylight.
It was like 7 a.m.
Clear sky.
I fully believe you saw a UFO too.
Clear sky.
I told you about mine, didn't I?
Not a cloud. And I think you did tell me about yours. And I told you about mine. I'm pretty sure it was when I was driving over to Indiana with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, clear blue, not a cloud in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
And the way this silver thing was traveling, like, straight horizontal line, nothing. I kept looking. I'm like, what the fuck is that? But also, now again, we don't, some of those things, if you believe the Bob Lazar story, now the tinfoil hat's really going on, we have reversed engineered alien technology, and we are building aircrafts using their technology. So what I think that I saw was an alien craft could have been alien technology that we made. I definitely saw an unidentified flying object, but I am not saying unequivocally that I saw something that had an alien in it. That could very well be something that our government has flying up there that used reverse alien technology. Because again, if you believe the stories, there was more than one aircraft. There have been multiple aircrafts that have crashed over the decades in the United States. Multiple. So just let that sit with you. I don't know if I want to see. I kind of would rather see an alien.
I want to be all see honest, Bigfoot as far as more than anything
cryptids,
in the world.
As far as cryptids, if I had to pick a cryptid specifically...
Bigfoot. Easy Bigfoot.
For sure. But definitely want to see an alien.
I would love to see an alien. Even if it looked like... Definitely even if it looked human.
Yeah.
I'd be totally down to seeing an alien. Because I'd just be like, I'm really sorry about your comrades because people fucking suck. Like, humans fucking suck. Can you take me away? I have an out.
To go.
I am...
Please.
Do you want to probe me? We can make a deal.
Listen, it's fine. It's fine. Just
put me out.
Just please, or use lube.
Put me out and lube. Put lube.
Yeah.
I will be fine.
A win is a win. A win is a win.
I'll let you do what you want. Just, you take me away from this fucking dumpster fire. And it's a great time.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. I really don't think they're probing as much as people are saying.
No, I don't either.
I think y'all did some freaky shit. And then you're just saying it's aliens. Because I don't think they're out here messing with butts as much as...
I think maybe that's why the whole alien thing stopped for a minute. They were like, we're tired of abducting these people and learning about them.
And then they're saying that we're messing with their butts. Like, we're not messing with their butts.
I'm not in there. Did you go in there, Steve?
I'm not even into butts, bro. I'm a boob alien, first of all.
Could you imagine this alien being like, hey, bro, did you probe him? And this alien being like, so I have something to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fucking really? Because they're saying
Steve,
all of us are doing it now.
It's been Steve the whole
All of us are doing it guys. Now. And it's been you. It was you.
The whole
Get the fuck out.
Time.
We're
the whole time. He's done. Out. You're done. You're done.
We're not doing this.
Steve is done. Steve is fired. Okay? We have sent out a galactic email. Steve
is the alien that they dropped off that the government has held hostage, if not dead. That was the one that did it.
Because they're like, we don't want him.
They're like, we don't want him. And
he doesn't even go here.
Fucking Steve. God damn it,
poor
Steve.
Steve.
Steve really fucked up.
Steve.
But yeah, if I could see any cryptid, it would 100% easy be Bigfoot. The one that I never, ever, ever, ever want to come in contact with, but the one that I'm obsessed with is skinwalkers. Absolutely fucking not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not. I have been in woods before walking, and you do. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever listened to skinwalker stories or anything like that. And it might not even have been a skinwalker, I don't know. But you have this very uneasy feeling. Just yeah, get the fuck out.
My family's property. And, like, you start going, like, farther. Because it crosses over counties.
Oh, damn.
And so you start walking farther enough back. And you almost start to lose a sense of where you are. And that right there is so unsettling already.
Mm-hmm.
That when you're so deep in the woods, even if you're on somebody's property, like you're not in a park or anything, you're just, you know, you're going so deep into the woods that you start to lose your sense of direction. The woods are all around you. So you already have, it's throwing your scent. So immediately you're thrown off. Like that right there is already like nerve wracking and like building up the paranoia and the
adrenaline. So your senses are getting heightened too.
Already. Cause you don't really know where you are. And then you take that with insert cryptid and
you see it. No, you didn't. You hear it. No, you didn't. End of it. Do not respond to something's voice that sounds familiar in the woods, ever. Or a whistle, for that matter. No.
Don't look up the deep woods theory either. God, I should have never done that. I should have never done that.
I didn't want to go in the woods for a minute.
I think that's why so many people go missing.
Yeah.
I think that's why. Honestly, I am more terrified of the thought of there being something out there that is completely unknown to us, but it knows us, and you go deep enough in the woods, it will take you, then there's this menagerie of serial killers that are just hiding out in the woods, running around. I mean, I know that that's what they want you to believe, but I'm telling, like, that missing 4-1, that'll fuck you up, too.
Yeah.
That will fuck you up, because it's like, I really believe that that's what that is. I think there are unknown forces so deep that will just take you.
It's just like the ocean. Gone. It's like the vast wilderness and the vast ocean that you would not be able to survive.
Yeah, the ocean is not my home, so I'm not going there.
Right. But
I mean, like, I respect that
the deep woods are not a place to be either. Like, deep. I'm not talking, like, going hiking or, like, going... I'm talking about, like, off-road hiking where you're, like, in the fucking wilderness of the Appalachia. Like, there you shouldn't be in there. And you will. Like, I've heard a lot of people that go off... Like, they'll go in Appalachia.
I think time loops can happen.
Yeah.
I think time loops in woods can so easily, because you're already so disoriented by not knowing where you are. If you're so deep out where there's no paved trails, there's no trail markings or anything, that I think that's the biggest reason what made the Blair Witch Project so freaky, is because when you start thinking in terms of, oh, they're stuck in a loop. They're stuck in a time loop. Like, the sequel Blair Witch made more sense of that. But essentially, you watch the Blair Witch Project enough times, you're like, oh, they're in a time loop.
Let's do the time loop again.
Brightwood, which I highly recommend everybody watch if you haven't watched it yet. You want to talk about a time loop. That movie is so good.
Grave Encounters did it well, too, but that was a hospital that wasn't in the woods.
And then the sequel kind of, well, towards the end of the sequel, touched more on it being stuck in a time loop. But I did... Woods in particular, I very much believe are where portals and time loops are so easily hidden, and just you can just walk right into one.
And a lot of people will even talk about it too. They'll be like, you know, if you get if you're going off hiking, off trails, if you get an uneasy feeling, turn around.
It's happened to me.
Turn around and walk away. Because they're like, trust, there's a reason. There's a reason.
I went off trail and all of a sudden I'm like, and I was like, nope. I'm not built for this. And I know how these movies end. So,
right, absolutely.
Like, not doing that. Not doing it.
Because to be honest with you, I don't believe it's the serial killers either, but I fear whatever it actually is way more than
I think serial killers are walking past you in the grocery store.
Oh, 100%.
They are not hiding out. Like, I mean, if we... If we really want to be for real about it,
you pass eight killers in your lifetime.
That's what I'm saying. If we really want to be for real about it, they passed you in Walmart. They are not out in the goddamn
woods. Listen, and there's
woods.
Some people I can pinpoint too.
Same. I have been in. I distinctly remember one time being in a Kroger and accidentally made eye contact with this guy, and
you told me
was
about him.
So scared.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And had never been more scared. I mean, I have been that scared, but like, not well. Total stranger. I don't even know who you are. But all I had to do was look in your deep enough in your eyes. This is why I don't like making eye contact with people.
I don't
like
really
people
like doing
looking
that
into
either.
My eyes either. I'm like, no, I don't want you. She's in here as Casper sits here and stares.
I just stared deep into her.
But I'm like, if I don't know you and
I don't
make
like
eye contact with me, I don't like
it's an
that.
Intimidation.
It's a
thing.
Weird.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
And the older I'm getting, I'm immediately just going to mean mug you, even if you're trying to be nice.
Even people I'm incredibly close to, I don't hold eye contact with you very often, like very long anyways.
Yeah.
I don't hold eye contact with people very long.
My husband, that's about it, because I love him.
Well, same with Alex.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah,
at the same time, I still don't even
love,
hold it that long
different
with her.
Thing. Yeah.
I don't like eye contact. There's a certain intimidating feel about it that I don't
well,
like.
Well, and I'm a big... your eyes tell everything. Your eyes are literally the windows to your soul. You could steal. I mean, there are so many ancient cultures and beliefs that you could literally steal someone's soul if you make eye contact with them long enough. That you're literally like, you're going to take their life as, okay, now this is turning into smile and I'm going to have to kill her. So
I stare at her the whole time. Eye contact. Deep. I'm like,
steal your soul. I'm like, don't smile when you're doing. No, I don't know. Like, I don't know which is worse.
Fucking Van, my smile is warm and inviting.
Where is the warm and inviting? Like, I'm waiting.
I feel like I'm trying to do Pennywise right now. That fucked up my eyes. I can't do that.
That is the stare that we need to give men when they stare at you. Like,
I heard to start just screaming like a pterodactyl. So I might do that.
Did I send you the one TikTok where the guy was doing like the weird skinwalker walk and screech if he's walking alone in the woods? And I'm like,
you gotta pull off
the screech. Because I don't care how manly a man thinks he is. If he hears that deep in the woods, it's going to scare him. Like,
exactly.
It's going to scare him. And he can think it's whatever. A small woman, pterodactyl, skinwalker, whatever. You know.
Those are
all
three
equally
very different things.
Terrifying.
But all scary. Depending on the woman's mood. So I saw
all day, every day.
I saw this TikTok today where this guy was like, "Women, if you're not wanting a family, what are you? What is your purpose?"
Oh yeah.
And this woman walks up to her daughter. She's probably what? She was about 7 or 8 years old. She goes, "What's your purpose?" And she goes, "To witness the fall of men." All day.
Yes, you, my child.
I was like, this fucking, the mom clearly wasn't expecting that because her laugh reaction was
It's just
hilarious.
Really dumb that there's still such a, there's this section of men that are really like, well, if you're not going to get married and have kids, then what are you doing?
What? Now, how about what I want?
How about happy?
How about what the fuck I want?
Which is happy?
Do you
about,
know
how about happy?
Funny it is when people at my job are like, oh, when I get off work, I gotta do this. The kids. And I was like, you know what I do when I get off work? Fuck all. I don't want kids.
Like, yeah, no.
I have no desire to extend my energy. After I get off work.
Oh my god, no.
Semen demons.
Oh my god, no.
And I'm not going to sit here and say I don't like kids. I love kids. I really do.
Oh my
but
god,
I like
we
to give
love
them back.
Kids.
I love to give them back to their parents.
It's just, so there was, I think there was another one where a woman was talking about like when you choose to live child free, like where people tell you, oh, you'd be a great mom. And this one woman, and I've always gotten that a lot, like, oh, you'd be a great mom, you'd be a great mom. And then, but what she said, I was like, girl, listen. She was like, yeah, I know I'd be a great mom. But at what expense to me? At what expense to my time, to everything, to me, would I be a great mom? And see, again, these are the questions that people don't ask themselves before they decide to become parents. A lot of people do not ask themselves the important questions before they decide to bring a whole life in this world.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be laughing. I'm like, we went from frogman to a whole therapy session about having kids. I mean, listen.
Yeah, this is because this is what we do. And apparently Frogman got a whole bunch of illegitimate children running around. So we're just going to bring the story. We're doing a rap.
I'm going to do a rap. Let's do a rap.
See how it always happens? We always find a way to bring it back.
Yep.
So Frogman, child support. Anyway.
Seriously, motherfucker, I'm here fucking everything. Keep your dick.
If you watch the movie. Keep your dick
in your.
He has too many children. He is a part of the problem.
He is the problem.
He ain't taking care of none of them.
Shitty dad.
They're living in caves, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Okay. See how we can do this? If you guys have been listening long enough, this is what we do.
We do rap.
We it goes way off, and then we always find a way to
You're like, it. How in the fucking hell did you get from Frogman to having children?
I'm
going to
tell you how.
And I'm going to be like,
Frogman, take care of your kids.
The name of our podcast should be 6 degrees of whatever subject we're talking about, because we will find a way to pull it, put it all the way out in the fucking universe, and then we bring it right back to Earth.
Like Scorpion, get over here. Like, we bring it back.
Bring it back.
And there you go. There you go.
Do you guys remember Maneater?
Now that song's going to be
Do you guys remember that
in
song?
My fucking head.
Anyway, all right, guys. Well, do you believe in Frogman? I'd be curious to hear your opinions, considering that the last couple episodes have been about Frogman.
Or if you've been to Loveland and you've seen him or something, we would love to know.
Tell us.
Tell us what you've absolutely seen. Love to know.
I love hearing stories about cryptids and ghosts. Oh, me so too. Much.
All the time.
Tell me everything.
All the time.
Like, there's nothing more happy in my life when someone goes, hey, I experienced this paranormal thing. Can I tell you? And I'm like, every detail.
Yeah.
Every detail. I don't care how long it takes. Know every detail. Because I love it. I love it so much. All right, guys. Well, that concludes our Frogman.
We've had 2 weeks of Frogman.
So much Frogman. We are moving on from the Frogman and moving on to interviews. You guys know that we went to Horror Hound.
Horror Hound is always
interviews.
The influx of interviews, which we love.
So next week, we are actually just going to surprise you.
Yeah.
We're just going to surprise you with our first interview. We have quite a few coming up, but we're very excited.
I think even more than what we originally thought.
Oh, yeah.
I think we
Have last year? Did we have 5 or 6? I think we have like 8 or 9 this year. Maybe it was more than that.
I think we got almost 7. 7? Okay.
About 7?
7?
Yeah. I feel like we have more this year than we did last year, for sure.
But, yeah, but this one, guys.
It's a biggie.
This is probably one of the biggest ones we've ever had. And, listen, this is nothing against
me. No.
We've had some incredibly amazing.
And we love every single one of them. Every single one of them.
They have been wonderful. The people that have come back, shout out to Tony Wash.
Victoria Bertuga.
Shout out to Victoria.
Andy Palmer.
Shout out to Andy. Like, these people that keep coming back on and supporting us, you have no idea how much we appreciate that. You're supporting us just as much as we're supporting you, and it means the world.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's kind of in the upper echelon, guys. I mentioned the movie earlier. We've been talking a lot about found footage stuff. Like, I'm just saying. This is...
And mind you...
This is big.
I would also like to say he wanted to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
We did not ask him.
Yeah. This was another, like, you... Excuse me, what?
We said, okay.
As in,
but we're very, very excited.
Very excited, guys. Very humbled.
This is really
cool.
Can't
believe this is happening. And
it's wild.
Just,
this is really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Very, very cool. All right, guys. Well, of course, you know we have the Instagram. We have the Instagram. Only the Instagrams.
We only have Instagram.
That's it. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
So Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at DFWTO Podcast. Handle is DFWTO8811. If you have any questions, concerns, want to say hey, or have any suggestions for the podcast, feel free to email us at dfwto8493@gmail.com. And lastly, you can find us on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon Podcasts. Make sure to give us a follow and a subscribe, and buy our merch, because our merch is really cool, and word of mouth is always really cool. You know, if you guys like our podcast, tell your friends who also likes horror. It would be great.
You guys should also buy our Wednesday shirt.
I'm obsessed with the Wednesday shirt, to be honest with you.
Definitely buy
so
our
much
Wednesday
so
shirt.
That I don't wear it much anymore because the washer has just kind of my washer's kind of made it look a little rough because I've worn it so much.
Oh, you almost worn it.
I'm gonna have to just get another one.
I have some shirts like that where I'm just like I have almost worn you to death.
And that's okay. It's okay. All right, guys. Well, please make sure to tune in next week. We're very excited to bring you the interview. We're starting the interviews. And
Watch Frogman.
And Watch Frogman. And yeah, that is all. Well, we love you guys. Be safe this week. And remember,
don't fuck with the original.
Bye. Grab that.